Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Morgan Klein, full-time mom, personal trainer, co-founder, and COO of Burn Bootcamp. I'm here to bring you a strong dose of hot topics such as nutrition, fitness, self-help, style, entrepreneurship, motherhood, and so much more. I strive to inspire you to live your life with greater balance, vitality, and empowerment. So grab a mug and join me for a cup of coffee and kettlebells. What's up, guys? Welcome back to another episode of Coffee and Kettlebells. Today, we are going to talk about sleep when you have toddlers. And I am no expert here, so let me just start this podcast off by saying that I am not an expert and I am not here to talk to you about sleep training techniques because Lord knows that I still always have opportunity in this area. But I do want to share some of the things that does help our family with schedules and with sleeping. And, you know, hey, I say this all with a grain of salt because, just so you guys know, my 8-month-old is still not sleeping through the night. He's up 1 to 2 times nursing. And then thankfully, my 3-year-old and my 5-year-old do sleep through the night. But of course, we have those nights where it's tough to get them to bed, or they're up super early, or they do have that nightmare in the middle of the night and they do wake us up. But that's pretty far and few because of some of the foundational sleep routines that I have put in place. And so, to give you guys some transparency, I did follow some sleep training techniques when my kids were infants. I looked at, what was it called? Moms on Call was what I did with Cameron and Maxwell. And then recently with Ryan, I took a course with Taking Care of Babies. And both of them very, very similar, but I always take those with a very soft approach. I'm not a strict sleep training regimen mom. As you guys know, as you said, I have a baby that's still waking up 1 to 2 times. Quite honestly, he could probably be sleeping through the night right now if I trained him, but he's my last little baby, and I kind of enjoy those nighttime feedings, although I wish I could get some more solid sleep. Hey, there's a reason why he's waking up, and so I am still getting up with him. But I really think those sleep training courses for me did set us up for a good foundation of sleep. My babies are pretty much 7 to 7 sleepers. So bedtime is at 7 o'clock, and then they wake up or they cannot come out of their room until 7 o'clock. So it's something that we implemented early, and it's still something that we follow. Like I said, Cameron's almost 5. So that's been helpful. But the biggest thing is schedule and routine and consistency. And this goes for myself too. I am a routine person. And when I'm out of my routine and I'm not going to bed at my normal time, I'm completely out of whack. So I know my kids are the same. And of course, when we're on vacation or we have people over on the weekends, we are a lot much more loose when it comes to bedtime. But if you guys have toddlers, you know, regardless of when they go to bed, they still wake up at the same time. So why not get them to bed at an earlier hour, making sure they're getting enough sleep throughout the night so they're not grumpy the next day. But it's all about that routine, all about that consistency. So create that schedule. Is it 7 o'clock? Is it 7:30? And then how many hours do your kids need? So you're kind of creating that schedule based on their age, based on your guys' family preference. I know some people, it works better for them for their kids to go to bed at 9 o'clock. And you know, because of their work schedules, or, you know, they want to spend more time with them, or that just works really well for their kids. But at least it's that consistency and you know what to expect every day. And so then you can also plan your day as mom and dad around when you know the kids are going to be down. Because for me, if I know we start bedtime around 6:45 and they're at least down by, you know, 7:30 at the latest, that gives me that chunk of time to get my own stuff in, to kind of decompress the day, get some work done, or just check out, read a book, watch TV, whatever it is that I want to do, I have that scheduled out. And so for me, I have to know what that routine is going to look like, or I am just completely out of whack. So I really encourage you to define what bedtime looks like, define what the routine looks like. And, you know, if you're somebody that clearly does not have it right now, it's going to be baby steps back into it. Baby steps of, you know, bedtime routine. But everything I've read, all the studies that I have read, is that kids thrive off of routine and consistency. So that has really helped us. One thing that I wanted to talk about too is it's not just with our kids. It's with us too. I just talked about how I need a routine. And I've been really bad at that. So I've been watching a little bit too much TV at night, going to bed at 10:30. And I can feel it, right? I told you guys I'm still waking up in the middle of the night. I can feel it that I'm not, you know, shutting things down, shutting the phone down, shutting the, you know, computer and the TV down at a good hour so I can decompress my own mind and get good sleep. And so turn off the Netflix, turn off the TV, save those nights for the weekend, you know, because that is half the battle of getting a good night's rest and continuing on that good routine is not allowing some of those external factors to come into play. And then I also wanted to talk about really creating an environment that's going to foster good sleep and relaxation. So for me, all three of my kids have diffusers in their room. I'm a big fan of essential oils. And so they've got that going. They have sound machines. It's dark in their room. And, you know, it's a good temperature. All of those things make such a difference for your kids, but they also make a difference for you. So let's not forget that you want your room to be a beautiful place where you can relax, right? And so what does that mean for you? Maybe it's oils and diffusers. Maybe it's getting a new bedspread and just feeling like this is a relaxing place. Maybe it's getting some artwork on the wall and just decorations. Just encourage you to really invest in your space, right? So my kids don't sleep in our bed unless it's a very special occasion or we're on vacation. They have their own space and I have my own space. So listen, if you're somebody that does co-sleep, I'm not here to tell you what to do, but find a place in your house where you can really decompress, you can relax before you go into sleep, because I think that is so important for our mental state to have that wind down period before it's time for bed. So I encourage you to find that space, whether it's your bedroom or somewhere else, and figure out what's going to really help you relax. Maybe it's, again, pictures, decorations, smells, artwork, a new bedspread, like just freshening up that room to make you feel really, really good so you can get good sleep, stay on a schedule, stay on a routine, and make sure that you are staying consistent with those kids on bedtime. And also another great tip I have is the Hatch nightlight. So Cameron has it green and red, so she knows green means she can come out of the room and it's time to wake up. That goes off at 7. Red means it's still time to play in your room. So if she wakes up before that light turns green, she knows she can play with some books. So we've got a couple of her toys in her room. And she has her own little quiet time before I come up at 7 o'clock and open her door. So that has worked well for us. It took a long, long time. I will say it took a long, long time for us to get into that red light, green light routine. But we have finally hit that rhythm. My son is still in a crib. He's 3 years old. It's the most beautiful and wonderful thing ever. I'm dreading the day that he switches to a toddler bed because I know that means he is free to roam our house and we're going to have to go through that whole period of red light and green light and staying in your bed and staying in your room. But hey, that's the beauty of parenting and the fun of it, right? Even though it means some really tired and sleepless nights. We'll get there. And then guess what? I'll do it all over again with Ryan. So, hey, I'm here for it. It's all about the schedule, all about the routine. And I'd love to hear what your routine looks like. So head over to Instagram and share anything that you guys do that I might have missed talking about. I'd love to know so I can give our listeners more and more tips how to create a solid sleep schedule. Thank you guys for listening. As always, we'll talk to you later. Thank you so much for sipping on a cup of coffee and kettlebells with me today. To find a recap of today's show, be sure to check out the Burn Bootcamp blog. To get your daily dose, be sure to like our Facebook page at Coffee and Kettlebells and follow me on Instagram at morgan.a.klein. If you have any questions you'd like answered at the end of my next podcast or have any suggestions for guests that you'd like to see featured on the show, please reach out to me at coffeeandkettlebells@burnbootcamp.com. If you love this episode of the podcast, I'd love to hear from you. Please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on the iTunes store and be sure to share with your friends. Thanks again, and I hope you join me next time for a refill of coffee and kettlebells.